From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, April 27th, and happy heavenly birthday to inventor Samuel Morris. I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee Student Film Festival celebrates future filmmakers. U.S. House District candidates meet Cherokee County voters. Jordan Ridley urges Mayorkas to improve transparency on immigration in Georgia. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle. In a Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. The Cherokee Office of Economic Development and Cherokee County School District announced the winners of the 6th Annual Cherokee Student Film Festival. Held in partnership with CCSD's AVTF Educators, the festival showcased 26 student-made films screened at Woodstock Arts, with awards presented based on categories like cinematography and sound quality. Notable winners included After Years from M12 Productions, earning multiple awards, and the Kazoo Choir from Mulberry Street Productions. The event, aimed at preparing students for real-world production requirements, underscores the collaborative efforts between the COED and the CCSD to support student talent and provide career opportunities in the film industry. Candidates for U.S. House District in Cherokee County gathered for a forum addressing issues like inflation and mail delays. Incumbent Representative Barry Loudermilk emphasized defending constitutional rights, while challenger Mike Pons focused on restoring the American dream. Democrat Kate Stamper prioritized addressing rising prices and protecting social services. Topics include the U.S. Postal Service's challenges, government spending, and immigration. In District 7, Bob Christensen highlighted concerns about district maps changing frequently and advocated for the responsible growth and bipartisan cooperation on immigration issues. The event aimed to give candidates a platform to connect with voters ahead of the primary elections. State Representative Jordan Ridley, a Republican from Woodstock, called for greater transparency from the Department of Homeland Security regarding the screening, vetting, and resettlement of non-citizens in Georgia. Ridley emphasized constituents' concerns about national security and immigration integrity, urging Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to provide detailed information on the process used to screen and vet individuals. Ridley, along with Representative Jason Ridley, Republican from Chatsworth, requested disclosure of methodologies employed by the department and a breakdown of resettlement initiative participants by age, gender, and country of origin. The letter aims to ensure citizen confidence in safeguarding state and national security. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
The Woodstock City Council has approved a $38,000 task order to Croft & Associates for designing potential new fire station. The task order covers programming, site analysis, and construction documents for two city-owned properties, with the preferred site being along Ridgewalk Parkway. The decision comes as Woodstock's growth has increased call volumes, prompting the need for a new fire station to improve response times. The project aims to address city functional needs and is slated for construction in the 2025-2026 timeframe. Croft Associates, known for its work on the Cherokee County Adult Detention Center renovations, will assist in developing the new fire station's program and design. The proposal for a mixed-use development with 38 condos along Highway 92 in Woodstock has been withdrawn from the applicant following opposition from the Woodstock Planning Commission and nearby residents. The request, which included 8,000 square feet of office space, was withdrawn before the City Council's scheduled vote on April 22nd. The Planning Commission recommended denial, citing concerns about the project's consistency with city plans and ordinances. City staff suggested a better design to enhance the transition area between the neighborhoods and Highway 92. Residents expressed worries about traffic in the residential aspect in a commercial zone. The proposal aimed to increase density beyond the standard limit. The applicant may submit a revised application in the coming months.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, with a nutrition tip. Many times when we're trying to eat healthier, we think about what foods to remove from our diet, like high-fat foods and foods and beverages that are high in sugar. But we should also be thinking about what to add to our diets, like fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water.
Y'all ready for a foot-stomping, banjo-picking good time? Reinhardt University is proud to present the 2024 Bluegrass Festival featuring Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Bluegrass Band, Full Chord, and the Plate Scrappers. Grab your cowboy boots and circle May 10th and 11th. A one-day pass is just $25, while a two-day pass offers even more excitement for just $45. Kids are free. Come on down and experience the magic of bluegrass music in a beautiful setting. Visit Fellaini.com/event for all the details. And join us for a day you won't soon forget.
The Woodstock City Council approved an application for variances to renovate the Town Lake Plaza Shopping Center on Town Lake Parkway. The renovations will include upgrades to the exterior facade, parking lot, and outdoor dining areas of 28,000 square foot multi-tenant center. The variances allow for adjustments to the city's downtown district standards. The goal is to create a cohesive and visually appealing gateway into downtown Woodstock along Town Lake Parkway. The current building, constructed in the 1990s, houses various tenants including nail spas, cigar bars, arcades, a scuba center, and a pet boutique. The renovations are expected to commence soon, according to the Woodstock City Manager Jeff Moon. Hundreds gathered at Harmon Park in Canton to celebrate its reopening after renovations. The 100-year-old park now boasts a basketball court, mini-pitch soccer field, and upgraded baseball facilities. Mayor Bill Grant praised the project, highlighting its importance for the Sunnyside community. Councilmember Sean Tolan emphasized the park's significance and the joy it brings to the community. Over 500 people attended the reopening, with activities for various age groups, including soccer clinics and games. Atlanta United players were present for autographs and interaction. The $4.6 million project was funded by the Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax and impact fees, with additional grants contributing to the enhancements like the synthetic turf soccer field. Overall, the park's revitalization aims to provide a vibrant recreational space for the Canton community. We'll have closing comments after this.
When life throws you a curveball, you need a legal team that doesn't back down. Jeff Heller, your go-to legal team, is ready to step up to the plate for you. A former Marine Corps trial attorney with over 35 years of experience, Jeff knows the ins and outs of the local courts. He's not afraid to go the distance for his clients, fighting tirelessly for positive outcomes. Specializing in criminal defense, bankruptcy, family law, and personal injury, our firm focuses on a limited number of cases to provide you with exceptional legal representation. Don't let overwhelming debt, serious charges, or family matters keep you from living your best life. Give them Heller. Call us today at 770-338-6331 for a free, no-obligation consultation. All information is strictly confidential. Jeff Heller, your future starts here.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.